Mommy, listen to me. This is a letter for you and for my little sisters. Mommy, I'm going to tell you the story of my life since I crossed the frontier to arrive in the States, the U.S., where you thought that I was going to work to earn money and escape poverty. Do you remember, Mommy, when I left the house? I was only 15. I left with a blouse, pants, and a pair of sneakers, and no sweater, because you couldn't buy me one. I took my leave from you as if it was for a short trip. While we said goodbye, I thought, why did I have to go so far from you and from the house of my little sisters? In that moment, I felt much sadness, much fear, because I was already with strange people. For me, they provoked fear. Every moment that we moved further away caused me more fear and sadness. Mamita, you were so far from me and no one could protect me. As the days passed, they told me that I had to obey their orders. And the first thing that happened was that the women had to sleep in the same small room as the men. But I was so afraid, Mommy, and I was so far away from you. 2 weeks had passed when the coyote told us that the women had to attend to the men and serve them their food. In the mountains, we slept underneath the bridges. Then we arrived at a village in Mexico, and they told us we would sleep there. They said that the women would all sleep in one room, and we felt safer. But that night, I couldn't sleep because I was missing my mother. A man entered the room and spoke to another girl and told her not to make noise and to leave slowly. She went with him, but she never returned to be with us in the room. We continued our journey in train and on bus, now without food and without water. Days passed without food and only a little bit of water. Then we went in a large truck, all as if we were animals. With much heat, we went a long distance, and there they put us in a house without light or electricity. That night, I was so afraid and so sad, and on that night, the coyote called me. He told me not to make noise, or he would leave me there alone and would not take me with the group. I, in fear, obeyed him. He led me far from the house and told me that I had to please him sexually, and if not, he would leave me there, lost and without money, or he would turn me into immigration. He said that immigration, la migra, would put me in prison and never let me leave, that I would never see my family again. I was afraid. I didn't want him to leave me alone or in prison. So I accepted everything that the man wanted me, and so he raped me. I was just a girl, Mommy. Afterwards, he told me that if one of the men that went with him also wanted to be with me, that I had to accept. If I thought about complaining or disobeying him, I knew what would happen to me. That is how I suffered on the journey through Mexico until arriving at the U.S. border. I thought that my suffering would end there, but it wasn't so. There we went into the desert to walk. There, they left us with another coyote and told us that we had to obey his orders. Then they asked us for more money. I had no money. They told the women that if we didn't have money, they would leave us in the desert. But then they said that if we did what the men wanted, they would not leave us in the desert. The women that we came with said no, but they forced us to have sex with them and with any of the other men who traveled with us. I felt so destroyed and lost, Mommy. Those men were bad. They gave us some pills to make us stronger, and afterwards, we got nauseous and couldn't feel what was happening. They gave us the drug so we would be able to walk as fast as the men. We were three young women. One had a son, and she didn't obey the coyote. They left her in the desert with her son, without water and without food. That scared me so much that I wanted to die. Still, we continued with hunger, thirst, and exhaustion from walking, raped and wounded as if we were animals. That was the suffering that I experienced in the desert, doing things because of fear and threats, until we arrived at the village in Florida called Immokalee. There, the coyote told me that I had to live with him in his house. To me and my friend, Anna, the coyote said that we would not tell anyone what we lived and what we saw on the way, because no one will believe us because we didn't have papers. And if we did say something to anyone, that he will call the police and they will put us in prison, and that we will never get out of prison. He left me in his house with his family and told me to look for work to pay what I owed him. And if not, he would sell me to some men he knew that wanted women, that they would pay for me. To my friend, he said that she would be his woman and live with him and his wife in one room. All of this, mamita, when you had already given them everything they had asked. This is how I arrived in this country. I survived, but my soul is in pieces. I have spoken with other women from Guatemala, and they suffered like I suffered. We didn't know that we had rights, that in the U.S., the coyote is committing a federal crime and not us, that he will go first to prison. Now we know that if immigration catches you, they send you back to your country and not to prison. Please, mamita, do not ever let my little sisters make that trip, because on the way there is much danger and suffering. There is verbal abuse, sexual abuse, physical abuse. If they do decide to come, well, they should not let the coyotes abuse them. Investigate the coyote before coming. Question how well he has brought people here. You never knew what happened to us, but now you know. I don't blame you, mommy, but don't let this happen to my little sisters. I love you, mamita. I am your daughter. Always, Lucia.
A group of Guatemalan women who live in Florida listen to Lucia's letter. They want to offer advice to other women in their country. These are the recommendations. Many of the coyotes lie to us. Do not believe them. They take our money and land. They pass us on to other coyotes. They sell us in the States for more money. They threaten our families if we tell others of our experiences. That is why you do not know the truth. If you must travel, make copies of your documents. Give copies to your family and send them to the people who would await you in the States. The coyotes give you pills and other drugs, saying that they will help you walk faster. Try to avoid them somehow. You will walk just as fast, you will be able to think more clearly, and you will be able to defend yourself better. If you are pregnant, the drugs could cause defects in your baby. Really, there's no way to protect others. The coyotes separate married couples. They abuse little girls and boys right in front of their mothers. To cross to the state is very, very hard now. Even if you arrive in the state, you will live in fear, always in hiding. Because of the violence that you will experience during the trip, you will suffer for many years, traumatized and depressed. Please, save the other women and girls. Do not expose them to the horrors of human trafficking. This brings much profit to the coyotes and much suffering and horror to the victims. Please, use your money to send your daughters and sons to school in our country. That way, they will help their families more when they have a profession or trade there. They will not suffer rape, slavery, abuses, being drugged, or being abandoned in the desert. We are the promise of the future. We can offer you more if we are in our own country. Thank you.